have not
come back.
Yeah, they've gone come back twofold. Yeah, you know, I think everyone in our small communities know that volunteerism is declining, and when you have put your heart and soul into a program or a festival or some of the other volunteer programs that I'm in, you put your heart and soul into it, you can't just walk away when they need you. And I'm just have a lot on my plate. I didn't want to leave the commission because I came with a goal in mind, but these other ones have to let go of me before I can give the commission my heart and soul.
You can always come back.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
I can.
Yeah, that's right.
I can.
Thank you.
It's goodbye for now, and thank you very much. Yeah.
Any additional correspondence? I believe there's two monthly updates in there.
I think that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there, we're here in Irrigan again. What did we decide today?
In April. Yes.
In April,
right.
Because this. Oh, because April. We have one hearing, the interchange area management plan. Then we have a work session on the trucks in a residential zone. I know, it's a work. I know. So actually, Caitlin and George are working on a memo and some stuff to cuss and discuss.
Can we have bourbon?
Can we have bourbon? Well, you can do whatever you want. Okay, thank you, Dan.
He's like, I'm out.
We'll put together a matrix of, you know, pros and cons, what we have, what we could do, and then we'll talk about it. And we will invite those people who we'll let it be known in the newspaper. So isn't that where we landed on that? Yeah, I know. It might not be a super easy discussion, but it's an important discussion. So the Land Use Board of Appeals, the temporary conditional use permit that you approved, the Board of Commissioners unanimously approved it for a temporary for a gentleman who lives outside of town. The City of Irrigan appealed that. The City of Boardman was a friend of the court. Luba said, yeah, we appreciate you being nice and accommodating, but your code doesn't let you do that.
We knew at some point.
So it's come back to us, and so now we're in a position we're not sure what to do, and that will be what we talk about next
the
month.
The ones that we've already approved, do those still stand?
They do. And
sorry.
Go ahead. Thanks,
I was
please.
I say a lot of their conditions for several of these 18 commercial operations ask that they are required that they renew every year after 1 year. So that they can renew for the next year, up to 3 years, right? Well, with Luba's decision, it's not going to allow those with that condition to renew.
Or to renew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And half of these expire next year anyway.
I was going to say, we got it.
Yeah, we're getting there.
The one that was overturned would have expired in May.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like all of that, so that they could turn it over 2 months earlier.
Taxpayer dollars at work.
Yeah.
And that's the one that the city road goes to his house with Heath.
That was a weird one.
Yeah, it's that weird one.
Somebody send a thank you card to Aaron Holmquist, please.
When you guys voted
with
that
a bill.
That I was
listening.
I went to them. Yeah.
Is the work session going to be before the party
or after?
What's your preference?
Yeah.
I don't know that the IAMP will take very long. You had the work session today, so we could take care of that and then do it afterwards. Does that? I mean, we can do it either way.
That works.
Okay. It won't be a joint work session with the board. It will just be you. But we want to get the word out so people can hear what you're discussing. A work session doesn't allow public comment, right? But they can at least hear the issues that you're discussing. So then when you give staff some formal direction, what option you want to pursue, we will likely go back to the board and say, okay, you defended that decision at Luba. These are the options that Planning Commission think we should deal with now. And And if that led to a code amendment, or if it led to no amendment and all those expire and we can't renew them, then they got to hear that discussion.
So there's no public comment, but the public can come and
they can come and listen.
And zoom in or whatever.
Anytime you have a quorum here, that's right, they can come and listen. So I'm glad George is here, and George and Caitlin are going to put on, I think, a good presentation.
That's right.
I mean, you probably know all those things, but if it's in a matrix of do nothing, this is what happens, make an amendment, this is what happens. And it's not for a lack of trying to find other options for those people, which is really not the planning department's role. But we have talked to landowners who have plenty of space for those.
All right. Any public comment? Do you have any public comment?
Before or after the gavel? Next time will be our regular meeting time at 6.
It'll just be here,
not Heppner, because we normally rotate.
And the work session?
It'll be part of the meeting. So we'll do the hearing. Yeah.
Okay. Don't forget that.
I heard that.
All right. Being adjourned.
2 months, right? Yes, because we skipped Heppner next month.
Three in a row.
I know. I kind of wish we'd done that. I won't be here in June.
We were just talking.
Yeah.
She's going to come over.
So it's personal.
On minutes, we do have to put names, the votes, by the public meeting law.
In the new public meeting law?
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
We have to do
our minutes. I haven't been reviewing the minutes, so the minutes need to show who voted yes and who voted no.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Part of the new, well, I don't know if it's new. I took a public meeting law class.
It's been like a year.
I was here, and
so we're going to do this in every for this time, which is
No, the other one you need to, in that part of the minutes, you'll see. These are the
I wish we could do more of the things
oh,
that we
yeah,
planned.
Who said
that
yes,
would make me a really
I, and then nays.
Yeah. So the first one where the two commissioners abstained, I think everybody else voted yes. So,
So I'll just make a list of names and then I'll
yeah. The way I do it for the fire department, and that's why I took the class, was because I, that's another job.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
And so I just say who made the motion, what the motion was for, who seconded it, and down below I say those voting yes, Director Vandekar, Director so-and-so, and then those voting no, and I list those names, and then down below that, I say motion carried.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty good.
Say, with a vote of 5-0 or 4-1.
Yeah, I just put approved 5-0, and then I put A's, or, you know, like, who did it, and then, you know,
just essentially has to say that.
You know, people are your own, like,
okay,
yeah, okay. Yeah, it's been about a year.
Because I think the gal or the person that was questioning
it
probably knows that, and that's why they
Elaine,
were asking.
Elaine probably does. Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah,
and it's hard to keep up on everything.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Woman.
Well, I just have a bazillion things on my plate.
Oh, come on, so
that's why we. That's why we don't make these decisions. We go in front of a board.
Thanks for that.
And then I'm interested. I'm interested in where you took the class.
So I did it as a part of the LA conference.
Go to the Government Affairs Commission.
Nope.
And you should be able to find information.
So where's him there? That's where I took my last year.
Because it's not a word online or in the.
They can handle it, I know.
So I did let know that law.
So I didn't make myself that
known.
I know. I just, I have a lot. I know. It's not like I'm not listening. It's just.
There's
an
engineering.
I have that one.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because.
I didn't state it.
Our permit numbers the last 2 years were double what they were.
Yeah, but
the decade.
I know, it's so
double.
Crazy.
Double.
Wow.
And I still have commissioners yapping. How come you're not updating the comp plan? I'm like, whose application am I going to make them sit on while I do that?
Sewer system, because every day there's another problem.
It is, and I mean, all of us work hard, and George is here now, and I'm super glad.
Were you calling something other than George at first?
Thank you both.
I swear you called him something else. When you were talking about him and Caitlin going out and being stuck on the highway, I swear you called him a different name, and I was like, does he go by a different name than George?
Stacy won't be here in June, so I don't have a note. So I let John know. Yes, thank you. I know.
Just have to remind you.
Things are thrown at me. I mean, I haven't even looked at the new list of legislation. You just kind of take it as you come. And really, the county should, if we're big enough, the county should have somebody. I'm still around cupcakes.
Yeah,
and I do an apple bourbon cupcake.
Ooh,
you know, so Stacy, she didn't come with cupcakes today.
I know. Well, we do have some cookies in the kitchen.
I made them 13 dozen.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
And they were fantastic. Who got all the leftover cupcakes?
I don't know.
Because I told them, because I got there early to set up. I didn't want to stay to clean. And so, I don't know where they all went.